It's not just some neocons that Obama is faring well with. A Wall Street Journal NBC News poll out this week shows the senator from Illinois leading John McCain by 6 percentage points. Here now to talk polls and politics is NPR News analyst Juan Williams. He's joining us this week by phone from Florida. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Alex.
So 6 percentage points. It's not too bad. The Celtics came back from worse last night.
Yeah, that's true. But we're talking politics. It's not. There's no next game. You got to win the big election in November, or you're gone forever. It's one and done. And in this contest, what you see is that although Senator Obama leads by plus six, it's far smaller than the plus 16 advantage that Democrats hold over Republicans when voters are asked just to vote for a generic candidate. Would you prefer a Republican or a Democrat in the White House in the fall? So the fact that he's underperforming is what's setting off alarms. And when you look at Senator Obama's performance and break it down and say, well, why is there this difference? You come to white men who are clearly not taken with Senator Obama. But the one that really is of concern to political insiders is that white suburban women, people who in previous elections were known as soccer moms or security moms, now they're called mortgage moms because of their economic worries, they really have not taken to Senator Obama.
Let's talk about another poll for a moment. One done last month from the Pew Center found that unfavorable opinions of John McCain are mainly based on his political beliefs, where Obama's unfavorables are largely based on, quote, the kind of person he is, unquote. So which of those things is easier for a candidate to overcome?
Well, I think you can deal with issues. It's harder to reorient the voter's view of you as a person. In the case of Senator Obama, it's sort of a curious dynamic because he's really an unknown to voters entering the campaign. When you start asking questions, you come up with this whole idea of somewhat discomfort. His favorability ratings have even gone down since February. It's down about 8 percentage points, according to a Pew poll, since February. And what's the intervening event, Alex? The intervening events is things like Reverend Wright and the controversy over race, Father Flager, questions about Michelle Obama and the kind of things that she says about America. Apparently, some of these things are attaching in the mind of voters who are saying, well, maybe I'm not comfortable with his personal beliefs. Maybe I don't share his personal beliefs. He's got to turn that around in a hurry.
And Juan, your best political conversation this week?
Well, Alex, it's inside the McCain campaign where they're looking at some of the same numbers we've been talking about with regard to white women, but it's been sort of exacerbated by the fact that they perceive that that white women in the country, especially white female Democrats, feel that Senator Clinton was treated in a sexist manner, not only by the press, but by some of the political operatives, the political elites in the Democratic Party. So the McCain camp wants to capitalize on that with the hope of attracting support from white female voters.
Democrats for McCain, neocons for Obama. What a crazy world. NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Thanks so much, Juan.
Thanks, Alex.